Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Here, then we'll be there, and we'll be back on Monday. Mac looks a little tired. He was up late watching Cooper Flagg versus Bronny James.
What a matchup
night.
That turned out to be, huh?
LeBron can't save you.
No.
Swish in your face, Cooper the American Flagg. I think he's going to be the real deal.
What, do you have 12 points last night, and Bronny had 7 or something like that? Wasn't a great scoring performance.
New rivalry.
Yeah.
Flagg was 5 for 21.
I mean, like, Bronny was like 4 of 17 or something last night.
Rough.
Brutal night for both of those guys. And the highlight that's going around the internet this morning is, like, Bronny James D'ing up Cooper and knocking the ball out of bounds. And ESPN, okay. ESPN had something like, look at this, you know, something really exciting. And then all the other sites are like, this is summer league.
Chill.
So how much of that game did you watch last night?
I literally
night?
Forgot about it, and then I was at Sonic getting a small mozzarella stick.
Did you get 4?
Not yet.
He said small, yeah.
Yeah, the small, the 4.
I just want to make sure it was 4.
It was, yeah, the 4-piece for $1.49. Awesome.
Yeah,
it was 9 o'clock. I was like, oh, shoot, that game's on. I literally turned it on with 20 seconds left. It was Bronny James down by 1, going up against ISO.
Oh, so
Cooper.
You saw the last
shot?
The
last shot.
Not even close.
Terrible.
Yeah, not even close.
Like, dude, go inside.
It looked like Angel Reese was shooting last
yes,
night, right?
Angel you know? Reese called out for an ISO.
And then bricked it. And they got her own rebound and bricked it again and bricked it again and bricked it again.
But the greatest sad in that story is you were at Sonic at 9 p.m.
Yeah, 9 p.m. at Sonic. My God.
Talk about across Dwayne, the street, bro. It's a problem.
Yeah.
Dwayne,
so you walk over to Sonic?
No, I don't even do that.
You don't? Oh, my God.
He's got one of those segues.
But can you walk to Sonic, though? I mean, it is a drive-through restaurant.
Well, you got a big road across, don't you?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'd have to cross.
What is that road?
Where is that Sonic?
Antioch?
Yeah, Antioch and what?
Well, I don't want to give that away.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair
right,
enough.
Right. Actually, tell street. Us your address and we'll Google map it, I mean, and then you'll have a bunch of fangirls outside.
Oh,
your
hell yeah, you will. Hannah will love that when they start showing up.
They saw the Love Island picture.
Yeah, they did.
Exactly.
The people, it's a thirst trap for you.
I want to know if that chest hair is real.
Yeah, pull it on that stuff.
So I lost my teeth this week.
First of all, there's a Sonic on Antioch. I had no idea.
I'll show you it next time.
I'll have to look next time I drive down there. I had no idea.
Maloney's like, I love that Sonic.
Yeah, oh, that's exactly. Maloney ranks his Sonics, by the way. He's got his top 3 Sonics
T-I-L.
In every county. Yeah,
oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's a big Sonic guy. He loves that foot long chili dog.
Love
you know?
Sonic.
Yeah, yeah, it's fantastic. So, did you get the bricks of mozzarella or did you
get
the
good
sticks?
Mozzarella.
Okay,
oh, the
sticks.
Best mozzarella sticks in the game.
Their
baby.
Sauce is whack, but I still use it.
Well, yeah, you have to.
You're a psycho if you eat mozzarella sticks plain.
No, you need the marinara.
You
sauce.
You gotta have something on them.
And
I mean,
Sonic
it has to be marinara sauce.
You would be surprised. A lot of people just eat cheese. Sticks.
Really?
No
with
marinara
nothing.
Sauce.
Yeah, I can't do that.
No, need marinara.
You gotta
or
have
ranch.
Something.
Ranch is good with mozzarella stick. No?
Yeah, it's tomato
to
sauce.
Too.
Yeah, yeah, you really are. So you gotta have marinara sauce with those mozzarella sticks. So glad you had those yesterday. So you
great.
Missed the. I'm also happy that you didn't watch the summer league game last night. Yeah, you didn't get into that.
Oh, final shot.
Because I saw well, everybody's seen that now. It's all over there. All over X, formerly Twitter. They've got a story up though that I think is really interesting about the summer league, and is this a missed TV opportunity? If you look at the crowds at these things, I mean, it's unbelievable how the summer league has really grown, and they're now taking you know that and making it into preseason football and the spring training baseball, where you're getting good crowds at you know these events. This summer league thing was a quiet thing until about 5 years ago, and
was
then all
LeBron
of a sudden,
there,
yeah, was LeBron there?
I don't know. I haven't seen. You'd think we'd see like a photo of him on Twitter, right, from last night? Oh, courtside, LeBron watching his son
in Tahoe golfing.
I don't know if he's
he started golfing randomly.
I know, that was weird.
And I know for a fact I could beat LeBron James at golf.
I don't think LeBron would be a good golfer.
No.
Sunday, I'm going to shave the cheeks and everything else.
Okay. I hope he does.
Sorry, what was that, Alex?
Sunday, I'm going to shave the cheeks and everything else.
Wow.
Does that say Sunday or someday?
Sunday. Sunday, yes.
Sunday.
Because they've got the Whittistons coming out to see if they get to sit with Alex and Cody in the crown seats.
Ooh, talk about girls screaming and hollering.
For Cody.
Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely, man.
Hey, be careful. Text line thinks we called Cody Chody yesterday.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got a text yesterday from a couple friends. It said, I can't believe you guys that Bob called Cody Chody. I'm like, first off, that's not what happened. Text line's trying to stir up some stuff with the inside the house. I know what you guys are doing. I see what you're about. So my buddy Joe Summers texted me, and then I texted Alex because I was like, no, this is what happened. We were looking at a menu, and Mac was reading it, and I was looking at it. So I'm half, it's the basically how you get the thanks for listening.
Yep.
And I'm scanning the menu. Hello, America. And so
week late. Yeah. I mean, I hate to be that guy. Yeah,
by the way,
a
week ago today was the 4th of July. Yeah, you guys talking about how time flies.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so Mac says, yeah, this menu looks chody. And I was like, Cody? And then everybody goes straight to the 10 to 2 show and creates their own narrative. Mm-hmm. So you nasties out there trying to divide a house.
I didn't even hear that yesterday, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you were talking about those mozzarella sticks on the...
No, I know. You said chody.
Oh, gotcha,
yeah,
gotcha.
Because I didn't know that was a word. I have very poor vocabulary.
Hello, America.
Like, I still use, like, sweet, cool, bro. Like, you know, like, grow up, dude, you're 30.
Seven. Almost 38.
Yeah, almost. 17, yeah. 38.
You're closer to 40, brother, than you are 30.
you think Diddy Matthews is bachelor party will be fun? You think my 40th, if we're doing this on the air, will be fun? Better believe it. But we do, we do have a guest in studio today, Tony Temple.
Yep.
Rockhurst legend will be here. Mizzou legend.
Yeah.
Bowl game legend.
Mm-hmm. Big time bowl game legend.
Talk to him about what he's got going on in life and have a good conversation. And then last night, I have never felt more out of place.
You did, huh? Yeah. Really? Why?
I mean, I thought I pulled off the summer chic.
You look good. You had a button-down shirt and a pair of shorts on. You look good.
It was very wide open, chest hair flowing.
A little much with the chest hair. You got kind of poked in the eye a few times last night. You stand too close to people. But that's okay. You learn.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Did not take my picture with Cags. Refused to kept my distance.
Well, you were in line and they shut it down.
That's fair.
So, yeah.
Very fair. Very fair.
So you were going,
for sure.
Then all of a sudden, some goon in a sport coat is like, all right, we're done.
That's it.
Yeah, he goes, all right, have a good night, CAG. Security, see you later.
Yeah.
Vinny was there. We got some, the boss got some clarification on putting some sweat in the bathtub.
Yeah, I had a long conversation with him about that yesterday.
So we've got a bit coming with that. It involves a bathtub and water.
Great.
Literally.
Okay.
And then we're going to make soap out of it at the end of the year. I'm dead serious.
All right.
96.5 The Fan, man soap. Sell it.
Let's do it.
Hopefully it'll sell out.
Oh, it'll sell out?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Momo will buy a bar.
Yeah, probably.
As long as it involves
Alex, it'll sell out.
Yeah. I'm going to shave my cheeks.
Sunday, I'm going to shave the cheeks and everything else.
That's good.
Fesco's grandparents, they were at the table he sat at last night. That was good to see.
That's right. Very nice. Very nice to see them last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that was a good event, though. It was good to see that. See everybody like out of their shell. The Diamond of Dreams is what we were referencing. So that was fun.
Yep.
Food was good, actually. I thought it was great. They had garlic chicken parmesan meatballs.
They were fantastic.
Those were good, man.
Yeah.
I only went through one round. I didn't want to go through more than that.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I always hate those type of things, buffets, because no matter what you do, you look like a slob. And they had little tiny plates where everybody's loading their plates up, and it looks like everybody's kind of pigging out at those things.
That's where the restaurant industry survives for me.
Why
is
that?
Because I can hold that, have the beer in one hand, hold the plate, walk through and keep it balanced, and they're like, oh, look at you. I'm like, yeah, there we go.
Lucky you didn't fall and drop the plate all over people.
Could you imagine if I just spilt food all over left field?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Trevor Vance would be out there right away making you pick that up like a dog who just pooped in the house, Let's go, get this taken care of, clean this stuff up. But Royals always do a nice job with the Diamond of Dreams last night. And so that was a lot of fun to be able to be part of that and see all the stuff that they had going on, some good silent auction items last night.
Yeah.
Quixotic was dancing on stage. They were fantastic
as well. Noah Cameron signed a bottle of margarita mix.
Oh, nice.
You could literally buy that at an auction.
Yeah, they did. Awesome. All the booze was autographed by people, which I thought was cool.
And Noah Cameron's was Jose Cuervo margarita man. I would just never use it, man. This will get you through 9 innings. Easy.
Yeah.
And you can find it in St. Joe.
You can find that at the gas station at St. Joe,
Yes. Yes, you can. Yeah. Do you guys get kind of do national anthems get it for you? Like when the stadium's getting ready to go?
Sometimes it depends on the magnitude of the game. I always love the anthem at Arrowhead, obviously, because it's 80,000 people and screaming Home of the Chiefs. I don't prefer Home of the Chiefs at any other venue. venue other than Arrowhead, but that's just me. You know, sometimes you get a good one at the Super Bowl. The Whitney Houston anthem is always going to be the legendary kind of number one. We had a guy
that nailed it too.
We had a guy a few years ago in minor league baseball who was like an employee of it, and he just kind of walked around because the anthem guy didn't show up. He was the guy that went, "See," you know, and so that became a thing for us for a while. Like, it was just some rando behind home plate singing and whatnot. So it depends. Roseanne Barr, Carl Lewis, some of the worst anthems of all time, you know.
The woman grabbed her crotch.
Oh, right? I know she did. And spit. Yeah. And spit. She grabbed her crotch and spit in 2025.
See?
Yeah, that guy. Exactly. Yeah, you found that drop. That guy.
See?
Fantastic one.
I loved that drop.
Yeah, no, that guy's the best. But Roseanne, if she did that in 2025, she'd be an Instagram celebrity for about 25 minutes and endorse everything and then be like the Hawk-Tua girl. Gone away.
That's poor Haley. If you need a place to stay, though, at least some of Missouri, great place. But no, I don't know. Maybe game 96 in Baltimore does it for you when you hear that. Makes you want to bring out the Stars and Stripes.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light,
I'll
what so proudly we hailed as the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
No, it's just some punk. I can hear everybody in their car going, "Get this off my radio."
Yeah, no, I'm almost to that point too. Yeah, like this sucks. Somebody okayed this with the Orioles.
It's like when you do an interview with somebody that's like a different county away.
Yeah, Baltimore, they do the O. Yeah, that, for the O's, you know, it's kind of their thing. That's kind of cool.
How about that, though?
Oh, my, that was never bad. But see, the good thing, it was only a minute 15. The other thing is, like, somebody approved that, right? Because everybody, at least the Royals, they audition for the anthem, right? You've seen
for
it.
Sure.
People audition. They say, oh, that was very good. You don't just put some, you know, jabroni out there to sing the anthem like that. That, I mean, 1992 Colvin wants their auto-tune back, first of all. And second of all, you can't pass that off as the national anthem. I know there's 82 of these games a year.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Maybe another reason to eliminate games in Major League Baseball. You can't find enough good anthem singers. That was bad, man. That was brutal. I don't want to hear, it's talent. Nah, you're ruining the song.
We've got a hypothetical question for you on the other side. Plus, we get into what the All-Star celebrity team is and what the Home Run Derby is. Baseball missed, man. That's all I have to say. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City sports.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.